Blog Talk Radio. Hello everybody, and welcome to episode 98, looking ahead at Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom in 2018. I am your host of Trundle Dead Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utoff, the host and creator of Trundle Dead Tales. Find us around the web under Trundle Bed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on iTunes, please leave positive feedback because that is how that helps other people to find the show. And today's episode is a little bit different, and we're going to start it off with a little bit of housekeeping. And how it's different is a couple of things, one of which is that if you've been following along, you will have realized that I actually recorded two episodes where the phone and recording system wasn't working. So that's why we didn't have a Laura Ingalls Wilder birthday party this year, because I actually had it, just nobody heard anything I said because the system wasn't working. And I finally figured out why that happened, but I'm still working on the root cause of the problem. I mean, I know what it is, but I'm trying to come up with a solution for it. So in the meantime, we are on a workaround, which means I am back on my cell. And because it is Memorial Day weekend and it is hot as blazes, because here in the Midwest, we seem to have jumped right from winter to the heat of summer. It was yesterday, our thermometer said 120. Now, that was in the sun, but still, that's hot. And a month ago, we had like 4 inches of snow. And seriously, it is kind of funny, because usually things that are, you know, probably a month apart of when they bloom, everything is blooming at once. And it's just been a terrible year for morels. But anyway, the upshot of all of that is it's really hot, and so I came outside to the nice weather, so you may hear interesting things like birds and cars driving by, but that just kind of gives you an idea about what it sounds like living out here in the country. So the other thing that I wanted to say is because I do have this workaround and I think it is going to work, that hopefully, as we're starting summer officially this weekend, that we'll get some guest scheduled programs. I didn't want to get anything scheduled while I was still having tech issues, because while it's bad for me to spend a half hour with nobody hearing me, it's a lot worse for a guest to come in and spend a half hour talking with me and have nothing happen. So watch for the upcoming schedules. I know I end up saying that a lot, but hopefully this next month we will get back on our normal schedule. The other tech problem that I have been dealing with lately is that Google has decided that it does not want to find my blog, and that is at trundlebedtales.wordpress.com. And I'm trying to figure out why that is, but for the time being, if you search Sarah Utoff blog or Trundle Bed Tales blog, nothing comes up, at least not my actual blog. So if one of the things that said may be the problem is people aren't linking to me, and people aren't sharing my stuff. So if you would be so kind as to take a minute and share one of my posts or if you have a website to create a link back to Trundle Bed Tales, I would sure appreciate it, and hopefully I'll get that worked out. All right, all that aside, our main topic of housekeeping is always how you can interact with the program. And to be part of this show, whether you want to ask a question or just want to listen through the phone while we're on the air, you can call in at 714-252-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or toll free, 1-877-633-9389. That's 1-877-633-9389. And that was a bit of a long housekeeping segment, but it's done. So let's head on in to the rest of the program. And I am going to start out. Normally, I do this program sometime in January. Since we are so far into the year, we actually have had a few Laura headlines, and I'm just going to start out by talking about those. The first one, and the one with probably the longest acting impact, is coming from Independence, Kansas. The Little House on the Prairie Museum site has... Well, they've long had a replica cabin. It was built in 1977, and the story of its building is really pretty interesting, but it has been getting in worse and worse shape, and it was finally to the point where I know of at least one person who was planning to spend the night in the cabin, and as... when a storm came in, decided they would actually be safer outside the cabin. So it was in bad shape, and they have been raising money for it. And even though I don't think they raised their goal, they went ahead and tore down the cabin, a replica cabin, and they are currently in the process of replacing it. They had an architectural firm draw up, so it's going to be remarkably different from the other one. But I can't wait to see what it looks like. And in their extended plans, I don't think this is going to be happening immediately. I think they're going to have to get the cabin paid for first. But in their extended plans, they are going to have a second phase, which is going to be building the stable, which I always think is really important and something the home sites, as they were originally designed, really lacked. They all focused on the house and not on the outside. And as anybody who's lived on a farm knows, the outside is really kind of considered the more important part. So I'm glad to hear that it's at least in their phase two. And then phase three, they want to get a museum done. And hopefully all those phases will actually come to pass. But we know that the museum is, or the original replica is now gone, and they are working on the replacement. And as soon as we get any information more about that, please let us know. And if you were considering a visit down to Independence this year, that is a good reason to go for it. The second big piece of news is that Prairie Fires, which is the latest Laura Ingalls Wilder biography by Carolyn Fraser, has come out and has really made a splash in certain literary circles, and it has in fact won the Pulitzer Prize. And that is, of course, a big deal. And I always like to point out, since my friend Kitty up in Pepin pointed it out to me, that I am in the acknowledgement section. So that just is a little bit of reflected glory. But it is definitely the Laura publication of the year. And if you have not yet had a chance to get a copy, that should definitely be on your Christmas list for the upcoming year. And the third piece of news is that William Anderson has won a Lifetime Achievement Award again. This one was bestowed by the Marshfield Cherry Festival. They are I know it doesn't sound like it from the name being festival, but they actually have top line speakers. Laura Bush was one of their main speakers a few years back, and this time they gave an award to Bill Anderson, which he definitely deserved. So I wanted to make sure that I reported that here too. And this isn't a piece of news, but in case anybody has forgotten, partway through the summer last year, the Laura Ingalls Wilder Memorial Society reversed a longstanding policy, and you are now allowed to take pictures in the both historic properties. Well, actually, I guess in all the historic properties. Previously, you could take one in the replica schools, but you can now take one in the Surveyor's House and in the Third Street House, which is really great. Pictures have come out from there before because apparently some people had less vigilant guides than others, but they weren't supposed to be. But starting midway through last summer, you can now take pictures inside, which is kind of sad because I'm not going to get there probably again this year to take pictures. But if you are again considering a trip to DeSmet, that should definitely weigh in your mind that you could take inside pictures, so that even if you've been before, this would be a great year to go back. So that gets us through the news, and let's just kind of roll through home site to home site. They are doing which starts us out in chronological order in Pepin, Wisconsin. They have started an annual event. This was the third year of it. That is, they have done it on Laura's actual birthday. This time, I think it was on the nearest Saturday. It's a Happy Birthday Laura event. It's in the afternoon. It is usually up at the Wayside, although this time they actually involved the museum too. And if you are in a situation where you can drive during the Midwest during the winter, which usually means that you are very brave and that you don't have many places you absolutely have to be. But if you're in that place, it would be a fun thing to spend Laura's actual birthday at her actual birthplace. Their other big event is for Laura Days, which this year will be September 8th and 9th. If you are planning on visiting, you should know that those weekends in September are always kind of tight for people visiting. And, well, I don't know what cities are the equivalent in other parts of the country, but around here, people from Chicago come out to All right. Well, I'm still here, but I just lost the name of the town I was going to use as an example. But anyway, they come out to Pepin for a weekend, and then they spend the night there. They go out on the lake. They eat at nice restaurants because Pepin has way more nice restaurants than any town of that size really ought to have because of this influx of people coming in for weekends. So especially fall weekends seem to be when there's a lot of people coming out from the cities, so it's hard to get. Now, and in the last couple of years, people have decided that it's a great idea to host a wedding in town the busiest weekend of the year when there's all these events going on. So pretty much everything is booked, or was last time I heard. So if you're interested in going to Laura Days, start working on your room reservation now and see what you can get. It should be an interesting event because this year they've had some changes in the committees making it up. They were looking at changing some things around, and I really am not sure exactly what's going to happen with that, but the logistics are going to be different than they have ever been before, so it should be an interesting time to come. Normally, they have the Little Miss Laura contest, a regional fiddle contest, activities at the Birthplace Cabin, historic crafts, and I'm going to be there as a speaker. The last 3 years, I think they've had a second speaker, but as far as I know, they aren't planning on having a second one this year. All right. Now, as we mentioned with our big news down in Independence, Kansas, their big event is called Prairie Days. It has long since turned into a single day, but they still call it Prairie Days, and it is going to be Saturday, June 9th from 10 to 4. Now, the year I was there, this is not one of the bigger LoRa events, so maybe with the new cabin, we'll have a push this year. I always like to say, if you have a daughter who wants to compete in a Little Miss LoRa contest, one of those where you just get kind of a prize for doing it, this is really the event that you want to be a part of, because it is a lot fewer people. Now, as a whole, the odds of being Little Miss LoRa have increased at the other sites. When I was originally giving this advice, it was a marked difference, an incredible difference proportion. They seem to have cut down on the number of people participating in both Pepin and in Walnut Grove, but as it was always a super high number, I don't want to give you the wrong idea that it's small groups there now too, but it's a lot easier. So if your daughter is interested in Little Miss LoRa, Independence is where they should go, but Walnut Grove and Pepin also have contests that are worth a consideration. Now, Walnut Grove, their pageant this year is, as always, Fragments of a Dream, and their dates are July 6th and 7th, July 13th and 14th, and July 20th and 21st, with the family festival being held in the town around the city park on July 6th, July 13th, and July 20th. Now, the important thing about Walnut Grove this year is that they have announced that in one of the weekends in July, they have not yet given out a date, but one of the weekends in July, 2019, they are going to be having a Little House in the Prairie TV show cast reunion. Now, I just recently finished uploading my video diaries of that to YouTube. They've been on Vimeo, but YouTube decided to play nicer again, so I've been started uploading a video to there and trying to do one a week. So it's the backlogs of things. But this is, if you want to know what that event is like, that video diary should take you through it very nicely, and I think that'll give you an idea of what it's like. It is, I used to avoid LoRa events because when I heard event, I was picturing other events that I've been to around Iowa and how huge they were because the current were because that is no longer the case. But at the time, there were some really huge events in Iowa. That really wasn't the case ever with any of the LoRa events I've been to, except the cast reunion in 2014. So be aware going into that, it's going to be a lot more people, and for the most part, a different group of people. So I think if you like the TV show, make a real effort to get there. Like I said, they don't know which weekend yet because they're still negotiating and they're going to pick the one that they can get the most cast members to. Last time they had 11 cast members, and we shall see how many they get for this year. Burroak is their annual Getty Supper fundraiser in February. Their LoRa days are June 22nd to the 24th. They have a fall fest and used book sale that they seem not too firm of the date, very far ahead, but it's sometime in the fall, so we'll be keeping an eye out for that. And they still have a thing, so if you are with a group, you can schedule a birthday party. And it is, we went up for my niece's birthday 1 year, and it was really cool. Now, their problem with doing it is that there isn't a lot of places very close. So I would pair it with the plan on spending the night in Decorah, but it is very fun, and that is definitely a unique experience that you can have. This next pageant this year is These Happy Golden Years. Its dates are going to be July 6th, 7th, 8th, July 13th, 14th, 15th, and July 20th, 21st, 22nd. Next year, they're going to be doing By the Shores of Silver Lake. Ingalls Homestead also has a plein air event, a plein, P-L-E-I-N, and what that is an event where artists come in and paint actively that weekend and then sell those works in a kind of gallery display at the end of the weekend. I have thought that would be super cool to do, and someday when I get other my other things crossed off my list, I think it would be a really fun thing to go for that. So if you are interested in art or you want a different experience, head to the DeSmet during the plein air event, which is done by the Harvey Dent Society. Harvey Dent was, of course, Grace Ingalls' nephew by marriage, and he is a very famous illustrator. Look him up. He has his own stamp. And next time, whether you're doing it for this event or if you're traveling for another time, be sure to stop in Brookings at the South Dakota State Art Museum and check out their display of Harvey Dent's works, because they are awesome. Now, the plein air event this year is going to be August 10th, 11th, and 12th. And next year, it's going to be August 9th, 10th, and 11th. Spring Valley is one of the smaller Laura home sites, but it always is very interesting. They certainly make a lot of with what they have. The coolest thing they do is they have a thing called the Almanzo 100. It's gravel road bike racing through the beautiful rolling countryside of Fillmore County, Northeast Iowa, and South Wisconsin. And it's 100 miles on gravel roads of bike riding. And I just really think there's just something about it that's so much more the original spirit of bike riding than a lot of these rides are. So I'm just so glad they have it and that they named it for Almanzo. You can get an Almanzo 100 water bottle from the Spring Valley Historical Society's gift shop, and I have one of those because I think they're awesome. There is an ice cream social every year. This year it is June 15th. Liza Jane One Room School Days are July 23rd through the 27th, which is an event that takes place over a couple different days where students can go back and be someone attending one-room school in the 19th century. Ag Days is their town celebration. Pretty much every Midwest town has a day's celebration of some sort. The one that we have in Solon is Beef Days, and around here there's Sweet Corn Days, there's Sauerkraut Days, there's a town up north, it's Hobo Days, but they're always a day's event where it's normally a Friday through Sunday kind of thing. And a lot of the Laura site's big events of the year is sort of a bigger, distinct version of one of these days. Well, they Spring Valley had an event of that called Ag Days. They changed it to be a Laura event, a Wilder Days, they called it, which I think is a better name anyway, but they have gone back now. They decided apparently that it wasn't upping attendance any, and they went back to their other name, Ag Days, and that's going to be August 17th to the 19th. The museum does participate in that, though, and it's a nice time to visit. And then every year they have Christmas teas as a fundraiser. Besides the church that Laura and Almanzo attended with their family and the displays in that, they also have a pole building that's got ag equipment in it and one of the school stuff. And then they have a historic house museum, which was by a very wealthy family in town. It's just really a lovely, I would say maybe lower upper class, farmhouse. And it's got some beautiful furnishings. Highly recommend. And the last I heard, now this changes somewhat, so check with them. Don't trust in this. But the Christmas teas are in, were at least in that Victorian house. And I think that would be great fun to do sometime too. This year's dates are December 1st and 2nd. Reservations are required. Mansfield has a brand new event they're doing this year. We'll have to see if it was popular enough that they do it again. And they're calling it the Just a Mirror Club Painting Event. This is another plein air event like the one the Ingalls Homestead has, but this is a little different. It isn't being set up as a traditional plein air event where you have people who are artists or at least, you know, bringing in their own supplies and working with that. It is more of a class. You have to buy a ticket, a $60 ticket. You'll get all of your needed painting supplies, a guided painting session, tours of the homes and museums, refreshments, and a guided conservation activity. The event's limited to 30 people. I have not heard that they've sold it out yet, so if you are interested, you can purchase that online or by calling 417-924-3626. That is 417-924-3626. The Ozark Mountain Players are still in a rebuilding phase. That is the group of people at the pageant. And their pageant is a couple different from the other pageant in a couple different ways. And one of those ways is that they actually have a repertory group that does things other than the other than just the pageant. And so they are called the Ozark Mountain Players. They have had a change in administration, so they've been doing things a little differently. And their dates this year are July 13th and 14th, 20th and 21st, 27th and 28th, August 31st, September 1st, 7th and 8th, 14th and 15th. And their wilder days will be September 14th, 15th, and 16th. They are planning on having a Christmas event at Rocky Ridge, which is a great time because you can take pictures inside the farmhouse, and they do not have a date for that yet. It is normally a Friday afternoon, or at least it has been the last few years. They have also been doing pickup events on very short notice, so keep an eye on their webpage. You never know what might be coming up. The Malone Brook site, the Almanzo Wilder, James Wilder Farm, has a couple of different things going on. Their celebration of youth and the Morgan horse is July 28th. The British have landed. They're going to be focusing this year on, they kind of switch around what culture they're doing. This one they're doing British. It's going to be August 28th. Their annual Civil War event and fall harvest is going to be September 29th and 30th. And their Christmas with Almanzo event is September 1st. The Vinton is still open for tours. But if you really want to visit, be sure you do it before June 1st because they still really do not have any good idea what's going on. So try and make it this week. And if not, once you know what's going on, I will keep you up to date. Keystone is having an event, the Ingalls Christmas in July, July 25th. And Carrie Ingalls' 20th birthday party is going to be celebrated August 3rd this year, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the Chicago American Writers Museum in Chicago is opened an exhibit last this November 18th. And I have to go back and check and see if it's still open. They passed by their date. And with that, I think you can probably check out the rest of what's going on my Laura Ingalls Wilder Events Around the Country page. And thank you for tuning in with me today, and we will get back to you soon, hopefully with a guest. And until then, brighten the corner where you are.